I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, finding the right words to make people laugh. Meet Shahryar Rizvi. He's a computer specialist, also working part-time on a Master's of Business Administration. So what's he doing in a competition organized by a local comic to find the funniest federal employee in the Washington, D.C. area? It turns out he was judged the third funniest person on campus when he made his debut as a stand-up comedian in college 5 years ago.
Once I was up there after the first joke, it was just magic. I didn't want to get off.
Why don't you explain a little bit this idea of stand-up comedy in the American context?
I think it is probably the hardest art form there is, because you're up there with nothing, no props, nobody else to work off of. It's just you alone and whatever you have had planned to say. And your goal is to be as funny as consistently as possible. I mean, it's one thing to go up there and say a speech or something like that, but to go up there and just try to be funny and get as many laughs as you can within a 5-minute set, a 10-minute set, 20-minute set, an hour set. One of my main goals is I try to make sure everything that I say takes about a second to get. Like, I twist it, and I try to write it in such a way that it takes a second to get, because I feel like that second that it takes to get makes it funnier.
Well, not to put you on the spot here, but maybe you could give us an example or two.
You know, doing it like this is just not going to come out funny.
No, I understand.
Yeah, but, on the WashingtonPost.com, they have a short one-minute videos up there.
I work for the Census Bureau pretty much for a reason. Everybody else works for the Census Bureau. We're trying to get off unemployment. And but it was still a tough decision, though. Like, I mean, I was desperate for a job. Like, I was actually so desperate for a job that when I applied with the defense company, Lockheed Martin, I actually changed my name on my resume to Lockheed Martin. And my entire cover letter wasn't about it not being coincidence that my name was Lockheed Martin, that I had in fact been sent by God to work for their company.
So now you're a semi-finalist in the 2007 Funniest Fed competition.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the first one, actually. So
right.
They say 2007 like it's been around for a while, but it's the first one.
That's what it says on their website, but right, it's the first ever. Well, let me just ask here on kind of a serious note. I mean, these are serious times right now. We've got a war. We've got political tensions in the government. Would maybe some people think this is a little flippant for government employees to be competing to be the funniest Fed in Washington?
In my personal opinion, I can't think of any time where there wasn't like tension or a war or anything going on in the history of mankind. So I don't think that's a good enough reason to not be able to do what you're good at, not do a hobby. I don't think there's anything wrong with us getting out there and making jokes and doing our thing. No matter how good times are, no matter how bad times are.
What's it like being a Muslim stand-up comedian right now in America, especially after 9/11?
I don't think there's nothing extraordinary about it at all. A lot of Muslim comics kind of coming out of the woodwork these days. Ever since 9/11, it's been a big deal to kind of focus on them for just because it's fascinating, but for the most part, the crowds like listen to me, and fellow comedians, I've never noticed any sort of tension or anything like that. So I don't think there's.
Well, I mean, do you what sort of topics do you tend to focus on in your routines?
I focus on a more everyday things. I don't do too much Muslim stuff. I do a little bit here and there. There's a lot of more Muslim comics that do a lot more. And that works more for them. I actually try not to do it too much because I don't want to kind of use it as a crutch too much. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of comedians might do that with, like, if they're a different race or something, like, they might kind of push on that a little more. But I do a little bit on it, and whenever I do it, I try to make sure it's extremely creative, extremely funny, something no other Muslim comic would come up with. But I myself try to stay away from that. I try to stick to normal, everyday stuff. I feel like the crowd enjoys that more.
Well, and let me ask you, last question here. Who do you find funny?
Comedian-wise, I generally find Jerry Seinfeld funny. I think he's probably my favorite comedian. I find my father to be funny, too. Non-comedian, but I think he's actually a genuinely funny guy.
Shahryar Rizvi at the United States Census Bureau is one of 10 semifinalists in the privately sponsored Funniest Fed competition. The final rounds are this week and next before an audience and a panel of judges. The winner will get $250. And that's Wordmaster for this week. You can learn all kinds of things about American English at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. I'm Avi Arditi.